صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
14th محرم الحرام, عرس مبارك اوف مفتي اعظم هند مصطفى رضا خان عليه رحمة الرحمن, مفتي اعظم هند and the beloved son of Ala Hazrat and the pride of the Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, was born on Jumu'atul Mubarak on the 22nd of Dhul Hijjah al-Haram in 1310 Hijri, corresponding to the 7th of July 1893 in Razanagar Muhalla, Sodagran, Bareilly, UP, Hind. He received his elementary education and training under the wise supervision of his blessed father, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Shah Abul Hussein Nuri Marharwi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, gave him the honor to take an oath of bay'at to him in Silsila Iqadriya Barakatiya, and authorized him with permission and khilafat of Salasil-e Arba'a, that is, the four spiritual chains. Furthermore, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, granted him the permission of 25 spiritual chains and silsilas of the Awliya Kiram. He wrote an excessively large number of fatawa, that is, legal opinions, over a period of more than 5 decades. In spite of various engagements in different affairs, he left behind a treasure of writings and compiled works of great worth. The writers of his biography have prepared a list of his writings, compilations, and marginal notes, which number more than 35. Among those works, Saman-e-Bakhshish and Fatawa-e-Mustafawiyya are well known. The pride of the Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, passed away on the 14th of Muharram al-Haram in 1402 Hijri, corresponding to 1981 AC. His holy shrine is situated beside the holy grave of his blessed father, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, in Bareilly Sharif, Hind. May the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Mujhe apni aur sari duniya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai.